Hey friends, what a blessing. Today we've got Tony Garule with Radical Truth back with us. We're going to talk about so much. We're talking about censorship, talking about what's going on with Gaza and the plans there from the Trump administration. Talk about another attack over in Germany as a migrant plowed through some people. Talk about CNN's embarrassing gaffe. And that and a whole lot more coming up.
Welcome to Worldview Matters. Discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, thank you so much for tuning in, for listening, watching, sharing the podcast. Tony Garule is with us, Vice President, Radical Truth. He's an evangelist and a teacher and just a great guest, very articulate guest, and really focuses on the gospel and sharing it with Muslims. And he knows so much about the religion of Islam compared to Christianity. And we're hopefully going to get to some of that today as well. Good to see you, brother. Thanks for your time today, Tony.
Hey, Dave. It's always great to be with you and your audience on Worldview Matters.
Thanks, brother. Hey, before we got on, we talked a little bit about censorship. And because I went over to one of your great videos and on YouTube particularly, and it's astounding but sad that some of our videos don't get a lot of views. People ask me that all the time. They're going, this guest was great. How is that not out there? And there's a level of censorship. I don't know if that's going to change during the Trump administration, but since, well, BC, before COVID, it was fine, but maybe right around that time, 2019, 2020. Tell us a little bit about what you've experienced, because your message isn't so much, you know, what we focus on culture. You're focusing on is the truth about Islam. And a lot of people don't like that either. So tell us your experience briefly with censorship.
Yeah, Dave, well, back in 2019 and throughout that year, even 2020, we were on Facebook, and actually we had a problem with our website. So Facebook was basically our main outlet where we were putting all different posts and commentary and stuff. On average, we were getting 30 to 50,000 people reach a week, sometimes up to 150,000 people reach. We were getting 100 to 300 new likes and followers every single week. We went from around 800 to over 10,000 followers in less than a year. And all of a sudden, one day, I'm not sure which post it was, but it's like someone hit the switch. Somebody got mad. Somebody did something. And we were like, okay, we need to fix our website so we can actually be someplace where we have control of. So we now have our main website up and running, radicaltruth.net. It's updated multiple times a week. Now we not only have a ton of free resources and downloads and links to our videos and podcasts, we have a whole lot of free stuff. You can download PDFs, hard to find books, even tracts to reach out to Muslims and so on. But awesome. Also, we have a lot of news there that you will not find in the mainstream media. All the latest news stories regarding Christianity, Islam, persecution, etc.
And you've got podcasts, videos, all kinds of things. And some of the articles we talk about today, friends, it's going to be at radicaltruth.net. But you were mentioning censorship, mentioning the media, so we can't help but start with CNN's recent gaffe. I thought that was from, like, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. There it is. Obama bin Laden. And Tony, I asked you before the podcast, is this a true story? So tell us about this, and why is that interesting as well as it's funny?
It's definitely a true story. It just happened within the last couple of weeks. However, it might have happened in the past. You had mentioned, I'm not sure if it did happen in the past. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we're seeing all the Trump haters out there still hating Trump. But you know what? He's been doing so much in his first 2 to 3 weeks in office. A lot of people can't believe it on both sides. I mean, it's great that he's actually doing what he said he would do. But I mean, he's gung-ho in what he's doing. I mean, he's done more in 2 weeks than Biden did in his whole 4 years. And people have said, Trump's done even more than Reagan did in his all years that he wasn't president. I mean, Trump is working as if he's only going to be in office for a year. Not that we want anything bad to happen to him in any way, but he's working hard. He's doing what he said he would do. There are a couple of topics that people are kind of concerned about. I know we're going to be talking about one of them today. But overall, even a lot of liberal news outlets have said it's great to see a president who can actually multitask and be signing executive orders and answering questions at the same time. Mm-hmm. And also,
that's amazing.
He, you know, and just saying that it's refreshing to see a president who's out there and doing stuff and answering questions. And yeah, so it's going to be an interesting 4 years. I mean, look what all that's happened in just a few weeks.
Yeah, Tony, it's refreshing to see a president, period.
Yeah. Who isn't on vacation every other week, you know?
Yeah. So I do want to read from this article that I didn't have in the rundown, guys. Trump launches task force to end war on Christians. We don't have a free country without religious liberty. And if you're a Bible-believing Christian right now, you should be praising God. He says, quote, "While I'm in the White House, we will protect Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government, in our workplaces, hospitals, and public square. And we will bring our country back together as one nation under God." Now, Tony, that last statement is the tallest order, because unity is something I don't believe we will ever see, because even when you look at this, even though some consider it a false left-right paradigm in America, Democrat, Republican, you know, whatever, I just don't think, because some actually want communism. Some actually want to see the destruction of America. We just had an administration that was working hard to manufacture crises, the border surge and all that. So I don't think we'll ever see that kind of unity, but I appreciate the protection that he's going to be offering and fighting for Christians, and that he would want to bring our country back together as one nation under God. Your quick thoughts before we move on?
Well, it definitely sounds good to have him say that he wants to support Christians, or at least not have them be persecuted as they have been. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're not persecuted here in America nearly as much as Christians are in other countries, and that's why we have so many news stories about persecution that's happening throughout the world. But yeah, I mean, the main thing is that people need to realize, because there are people out there who just have Trump on a pedestal like he's the Messiah or something. People need to realize that he is a sinner, and mm-hmm. he, like every other president, is a sinner, and like all of us, we all are dead in our sins without Christ. So Trump needs Christ if he hasn't repented and put his trust in him yet. But the thing is that God sets up kings and he brings down kings. He sometimes sets up evil rulers to have judgment be on a people. And sometimes he raises up good leaders to be a blessing to the people. But God is sovereign. He's in control. I said in Lights Out When Islam Rules America back in 2019, when that was created, that if Obama's in office, it's because God either caused it or allowed it. If Trump's in office, it's because God either caused it or allowed it. But if a person who's in office says that the word of God is true, that Jesus is Lord, that Israel needs to be protected, that Israel is God's land, and so on, and he made a promise to Israel. As the Bible tells us, those who bless Israel, God will bless. Those who curse Israel, you know, God will curse. We have it in the Bible. I mean, people want to know the past, the present, and the future, just look to God's word.
So back to your YouTube channel briefly, and we'll wrap up this thought on censorship before we move on. I was watching a video and I was astounded that there weren't more views, and you explained why, and it's just sad that you offended someone, Tony. You violated their community standards. So do I sometimes. But Jeff, I want you to run that video in B-roll. And Tony, let's talk about this, because people hear one story on the mainstream leftist or Marxist media in America about what's happening in Gaza, and the truth seems to be quite a bit different. There's actually turmoil between the leadership there and the people. And so it's not exactly how the media portrays it. So it's over on Tony's YouTube channel. There it is. Tony, go ahead and just talk whatever's on your heart about this, because this is important.
Yeah, well, much like Iran, where it's the leadership that's the problem, and there are so many Iranian citizens that are against their own government and are persecuted by their own government, as you kind of see here in these clips here, it's the same thing in Gaza and in a lot of Islamic countries. There are Muslims who follow Islam according to Muhammad, and they are actively participating in jihad, and that is anything that furthers the cause of Islam. So that isn't just physical fighting, but it's also building mosques and doing dawah and, you know, handing out Qurans to people and so on. But yeah, in Gaza, what you see on the news is those type of videos where you just see every single place is desolate. And there are certainly areas that are like that. But there's also, as you'll see in that video called, I believe, Terror, Racket, and Corruption, mm-hmm. that there are parts of Gaza that you never see on the news because they look completely normal. And they even look like, you know, Vegas. Or I think I saw a tweet recently on X where someone has said, oh, according to Grok, this is what the new Gaza Strip or whatever is going to look like according to you know, Trump's plan for it. The thing
is Gaza. We're looking at Gaza right now in this video.
Yeah.
Wow.
These palaces and mansions. This is an area of Gaza that you don't see on the news because these are where the leaders live. The leaders who, again, are the main problem. And as you'll see in this video, there's many people on the street who were interviewed saying that that their leaders are the ones who take all the money and the leaders are the ones who keep the people in poverty. So, yes, there are bad parts of Gaza and there are places like that that you don't see on the news. So it's not like that bad area is all of Gaza. Yes, it is part of it. So it's going to be interesting because you figure just like when the U.S. military went into the Middle East over the last 20 years and went into different countries, there were people who lived there who supported American troops there and didn't want to live the way that they're living, that would love to have freedom like we have in the West. But then at the same time, you had people that who were terrorists there who were obviously killing American troops and so on. So how is that going to play out when it comes to Gaza? I mean, do people think that the leaders of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority and everyone who works for them is just going to say, oh, okay, Americans or Israelis, just come on in and do what you want to do? No. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because is there going to be boots on the ground militarily? I mean, we see in the stories that it's supposedly going to be Israeli troops, but mm-hmm. then America is going to own it. It's like, okay, we're going to send all the Gazans to some other place. Now, just in this last week, the King of Jordan told Trump that he would take, I believe, 2,000 Gazan children who either have cancer or have really bad medical conditions. He would willingly take them. Hmm. But, you know, that's great to hear. But what about all the teenagers? What about all the adults? Where are they all going to go? So right now, there's many Islamic countries who don't even want to take them. And in one of the news articles, it even said that they may be sent to Indonesia, because in Indonesia, there are many uninhabited islands. So I don't know what's going to be happening there, but there are people who are concerned because they're like, well, what's going to happen there? What's going to happen militarily? How many lives are going to be lost fighting wise and so on?
Well, there's a great, we're going to have to take a break in a minute, Tony, but there's a great article over at Breitbart that you linked on your website, and that's what Trump's Gaza takeover plan could mean. And it does a very good job of breaking down arguments in favor, and then it also talks about questions like, would U.S. troops be at risk? Who's going to pay for it? Is this even legal? So we can talk about this more when we come back from our break. But Tony, let's talk about how the media has portrayed this. Obviously, anti-Trump, you know, thinking outside the box. Uh-oh, that caught everybody off guard. And the media, I'm just watching, you know, sometimes I'll flip over to some of these other networks and I'll just shake my head. When the hostage was the prisoner from Russia, the teacher from Pennsylvania, was released from a Russian prison a couple nights ago, I looked over on one of the other networks and they were just like almost upset that it made Trump look good, that he tried, because Biden couldn't get this guy out. Apparently he was in there since 2021. Just your quick thoughts and then we'll take a break.
Yeah, well, we're not going to see, you know, complete Trump haters do a complete 180 just because he's in office. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not surprising to see some of them actually publicly admit that they like what they're seeing. This is these type of words have actually come from a number of liberal people, liberal news outlets, and so on. But you know, we'll see. I mean, are people just going to continue to hate him the entire 4 years? There's this, you know, what is it, Trump derangement syndrome or whatever that's going on.
TDS.
Yeah. People just hate him. It doesn't matter if he does something good or something bad. They're going to hate him no matter what. Yeah. The most important thing is for people to not look to Trump as their savior, because Jesus is the only savior. Yeah. If Trump does well, great. God bless him. just like everyone else. Either hopefully he has, or he will in the future, repent and put his trust in Christ. But God is using him in the meantime. You know, Dave, when I saw that assassination attempt fail, and it just grazed his ear, and people talk about if he was just slightly turned, whichever way it was, he would have been dead.
Yeah.
I mean, God, again, God is sovereign. And I knew that God had some type of plan for him, because if it was God's will for him to be dead, he would be. Mm-hmm. How did he survive that assassination attempt, another assassination attempt, perhaps even a third one? It's because God has his hand over him and will use him in whatever way he's going to use him, because God is sovereign. Again, everything that happens in this world, either God allows it or he causes it, one of the two.
I think of King Cyrus in the Bible. But anyway, we've got to take a brief pause with Tony Gurule, RadicalTruth.net. We will be right back on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Friends, I was going to tell you this earlier, but thanks to you, our episodes have been surging, and we've been averaging, believe it or not, 250,000 views, listens, particularly downloads per podcast across our various platforms. Now, that's not because of me. There is some strategy behind the scenes, but you guys are also helping get it out there. So this is just astounding to me. But anyway, praise God for it. I give him all the glory. So thank you. And I hope the body of Christ is edified. Back to our guest, Tony Gurule, and this idea of taking over Gaza long term, not only outside the box thinking. This is long term, because there's so much that would have to be removed from the rubble of the bad parts and the decimated parts of Gaza. And then we talked about the money, Israel's involvement, the troops, who's going to be funding this, guarding it, this whole process. Because I can imagine the enemies of Israel and others that don't like the idea, they're going to resist this. What are your thoughts, Tony?
Well, Dave, I think the most important thing, we kind of talked earlier about the whole military part and the concerns that people have with that, especially people in America who have relatives who live in that area. What's going to happen to them? Are they going to go willingly? Are they going to be forced to go to another country? And also, one of the news articles is about the right of return. You know, who's going to be allowed to come back? Or are they supposedly going to have houses built for them in some other country? So it's going to be interesting to watch how this all plays out. But the most important thing for people to remember, and I told someone this the other day, you know, the last 20 years when America went into different Middle Eastern countries, that didn't make them non-Islamic. What happened is that you had lives lost on both sides. And if nothing else, you had people who are in those countries who have an Islamic worldview become even more devout to that worldview. And then when you saw all this mass immigration coming into Europe and coming into America, which thankfully, because Trump's in office, is now really getting cut down to virtually zero. And on top of that, it's not just like, oh yeah, well, we can't let anyone else come in. Obviously, tons of people are finally being deported. But it seems like the people who they're going for are the people who are actually known criminals and have broken laws and stuff. So are they going to keep going? And are they going to somehow get the jihadists who are in America and deport them as well? Maybe not. And a lot of jihadists came into America through the border. That's right. And they're waiting for this 0-day order or whatever, where basically they're ready to pick up arms and on a mass scale have an October 7th or 9/11 event in multiple places in the U.S., perhaps. But the thing is that the gospel is the solution to all this, and there's no political solution to a spiritual problem. So when Americans went into other Middle Eastern countries, did they take the gospel, take Bibles, share, and so on? No. So there's no political solution to a spiritual problem. And at the end of the day, the problem is the religion of Islam.
That's right.
Now, again, I'm separating Islam from Muslims, because Muslims are actually people made in the image of God, whom Jesus Christ died for, and we need to share the gospel with Muslims. But Islam is an ideology. It's a religio-political system, a religion and political ideology combined. And that doesn't get erased just because you send troops into a particular country. If you go into Gaza and you say build new homes, businesses, whatever, take, you know, not even talking about who's going to be removed and come back and so on, but is that, what's that going to do to the Islamic worldview that is predominant in that area, that is held by Hamas, that is held by the Palestinian Authority, and so on? So we cannot forget the spiritual aspect of this,
absolutely,
because all we're hearing on the news is the political aspects of it.
Yes, that's an excellent point, Tony. And thanks for pointing us in that direction again. We need to be back to the gospel and evangelizing. But let's talk for a moment about what's been happening, because there's been an intentional surge of not just Muslims, but or not just the ideology of Islam, but all kinds of stuff from around the world over in our borders now, in our country now. They're here now that there's a crackdown. Great. We might be able to defend our borders again. Maybe we'll secure them. I don't know, but they're working toward that. The damage has been done. There has been a manufactured crisis in our country of just letting anybody in for so long. Why haven't there been any more attacks in America, these Islamic attacks? Or like you see, we just saw one over in Germany. 20 people were injured. A couple of them died after an Afghan migrant plows a car through a protest crowd in Munich. I mean, why haven't we seen more of these things happen in America? Knowing they're here, and these cells are probably here, even intelligence that we have in our government suggests that.
Well, I think there's multiple reasons. If we look to Europe, UK, other France, and so on, we see countries who have, over the last couple of decades, three decades, become secularized. They've lost their Christianity. Look at the Islamization of the United Kingdom. Another thing that is recently posted on our website was a remastered version or remastered video interview that I had with Tommy Robinson back in 2016. So almost 10 years ago, he warned us about the Islamization of the United Kingdom, the grooming gangs that have been there for years. And just now, almost 10 years later, you're finally hearing it talked about by the biggest podcasters out there. Even Elon Musk has mentioned it in what's happening over there. You know, almost 10 years later, and look at Tommy Robinson still being persecuted. And he's the one who was talking about the Islamization of the UK that many years ago. This is a 90-minute interview that I had with him. So people should go and either watch it or listen to it. It's on our podcast platforms, video platforms. And we talked about this, the secularization of the UK. They've lost their Christianity. That leaves a vacuum for whoever wants to come in and take power. And since Islam is a religio-political system, unlike every other man-made religion out there, it's going to move in and it's taken over. And we see the Islamization of many countries. We see Muhammad being the top baby name in a number of European countries. Here in America, we still have a substantial percentage of what you would call a wide-held Christian worldview, is many liberals and, you know, different things that are happening in America that are ungodly. Still, there's many Americans who focus on our foundation, our founding documents, which are based on Christian principles.
Yes.
You have many more Christians in America than you do in other countries. So that plays a role. I mean, there's more people in America sharing the gospel than there are in, say, the UK. So you have that aspect of it. Again, that's the most important spiritual aspect of it. At the same time, hopefully we don't have more events happening in America. But what are people doing to prepare for another 9/11 event? Or imagine multiple 9/11 events taking place in the same day on American soil, because Muslims, or more specifically, those with a jihadist physical fighting mindset, have come into America. But part of it also, Dave, is that, again, jihad isn't just physical fighting. Look at all the churches in America, and you can, I mean, even more in European countries, look at the churches in America. There's one that was just posted on our news site less than a week ago. A church in New York has now become a mosque.
Wow.
And How many former mosques in America are now churches? Virtually zero.
Churches, yeah.
Yeah, virtually zero. But look at how many Christian churches have shut down, some because of COVID, some because of, you know, just whatever reason. But Muslims are more than happy to buy those properties, turn them into mosques, and that is a form of jihad. Jihad is anything that furthers the cause of Islam. Mm-hmm. Building mosques, having the dawah tables, having YouTube channels talking about Islam and going out on the street and asking people to say the Shahada. All this stuff is jihad. And also in the Quran, you know, commanding people to, if they don't fight physically, to give money. And zakat is one of the five pillars of Islam. And a lot of zakat money that Muslims give is used for jihadist purposes, funneled to Islamic charities. And some goes to good causes, but a lot of it funds terrorists.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean, the main thing, like I said, is the gospel and the fact that here in America, we can legally share the gospel with Muslims around us. So my question for people is, do you have a Muslim living next to you, working with you, going to your school, or you see Muslim students at your children's school? Because if you don't, you probably will soon. Because they, if you look at the jihadist materials out there, you'll see that in America, you know, they've said for years that they don't need to conquer it by the sword, that they will actually destroy our country from within. And that's why they team up with the leftist, socialist, communists, and Marxists, because if they both hate America, they both hate American freedom, even though they have ideologies that won't ultimately coexist. They will work together, as I've said on your program many times, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes.
And they're working to destroy America. But God, Jesus is on the throne, and the gospel is what all people need to hear, and that's what we need to be sharing with people around us.
You did a program or a video on the Red-Green Access Partnership, didn't you? That's on your website. Yep. So there's so much. And I know we just scratched the surface on some of these things. Didn't really get to some of the theological issues, the contrast between Jesus and Muhammad. We have done that before, but it's been a while. Still important to revisit that maybe the next time we have you on, Tony. But I appreciate your work, brother, your heart for the gospel. And we should be sharing the gospel with everyone. And if there is another, quote, 9/11, churches will fill up. People will be seeking God. And that's our opportunity. We may have opportunities before that, but sometimes we need to seek them out. RadicalTruth.net. Brother, thank you so much again.
Thanks so much, Dave.
All right. You're most welcome. Brother, thank you. And guys, thank you for sharing the podcast. It's always a blessing to just hear from people where they're finding out about us. So praise God. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.